Israel has released one of its longest-held Palestinian-Israeli prisoners. Maher Yunis was in jail for about 40 years. It follows the release of his cousin, Karim Yunis, this month. Both were convicted of kidnapping and killing an Israeli soldier in the 1980s. Israeli security forces have killed two Palestinians during a raid in the occupied West Bank. They were shot in the Jenin refugee camp in the north. It takes the number of Palestinians killed by the military this month to 17. The army has been conducting regular raids for several months after a series of Palestinian attacks. Ukraine's Secret Service has launched a criminal investigation into a helicopter crash in the Kyiv region that killed the interior minister and other senior officials. 14 people died when the aircraft came down next to a kindergarten in the town of Brovary. Dozens of people were injured. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced she's stepping down next month after 5.5 years in office. She says she doesn't have the energy or inspiration to seek re-election in October.
This summer, I had hoped to find a way to prepare not just for another year, but another term, because that is what this year requires. I have not been able to do that. And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election, and that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February.
Anti-government protesters from across Peru have converged on the capital for 2 days of mass demonstrations. They want President Dina Boluarte to resign and her predecessor, Pedro Castillo, to be released from jail. Many are coming from southern regions where at least one person died on protests on Wednesday. Microsoft has announced plans to cut at least 10,000 jobs by the end of September. The layoffs will affect about 5% of the tech firm's workforce. It'll include engineers in the gaming division, such as Xbox. It's been a wave of mass cuts at tech giants, including Amazon, Meta and Twitter.
Hey everyone, Sami Zeidan here from Essential Middle East. On this week's show, we're going to ask who's sending weapons to Yemen and why.